This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel released another group of Palestinian prisoners early Thursday in exchange for 16 hostages freed hours earlier by the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. A bus carrying some of the Palestinian detainees was seen arriving in the West Bank city of Ramallah before dawn. The releases came on the sixth day of a temporary truce in the Israel-Hamas war. Negotiators are working down to the wire to hammer out details for the further extension of the truce beyond the deadline of early Thursday. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned Wednesday of a dangerous spike in attacks on Jews since the October 7th massacre by Hamas in Israel, urging Americans not to allow defense of Palestinian rights to creep into anti-Semitism.
Vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine.